A group of unemployed teachers protested in Gaborone this week, demanding the government stop issuing work permits to foreign educators. Addressing the teachers past Mukhware, the Minister of Labour and Home Affairs said the government is already doing what the teachers have asked for. He says, "What we have done is that we are no longer issuing work permits to teachers and truck drivers. Last month, we rejected 140 applications for work permits. We have enough local teachers." Thabang Kopelo, representing the unemployed teachers, says they want the new government, which came into office in October, to go a step further.
We now demand the cancellation and the immediate suspension of issuing of work permits to teachers who come from outside Botswana. We do so not because we don't love them. We are saying there are thousands and thousands of which others are graduating. Therefore, they will need to occupy that space.
Kopelo says their actions must not be mistaken for xenophobia, but a plea to the government to prioritize citizens in the employment of educators.
If at all we were to be perceived as xenophobic, I think we would be saying to the government that you must remove all these people here, take them back home, they must leave our jobs. Like, we would be aggressive, like you see that, like the approach that is usually seen in other countries that I can't name, whereby now they are now being attacked, derogatory language is being used against them. So we are not moving in that approach because we know that we are fellow brothers and sisters.
In neighboring South Africa, clashes between migrants and locals have often turned deadly, with citizens arguing foreigners are taking away their jobs. Gaborone-based Congolese teacher Patrice Okomi says there is not much they can do except abide by the host government's regulations.
We are at the mercy of the government, and it is entirely up to the Botswana authorities to decide our future. And if the feeling is that we have overstayed our welcome, then there's not much we can do except to prepare for our exit.
According to figures from the government office, Statistics Botswana, there are 4,581 foreign work permit holders in Botswana, with expatriate teachers comprising 18% of the total. Qondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Any work permit, Yama teacher. We have done that. Last month we rejected 140.
We now demand the cancellation and the immediate suspension of issuing of work permits to teachers who come from outside Botswana. We do so not because we don't love them. We are saying there are thousands and thousands of which others are graduating. Therefore, they will need to occupy that space. If at all we were to be perceived as xenophobic, I think we would be saying to the government that you must remove all these people here, take them back home, they must leave our jobs. Like, we would be aggressive, like you see that, like the approach that is usually seen in other countries that I can't name, whereby now they are now being attacked, derogatory language is being used against them. So we are not moving in that approach because we know that we are fellow brothers and sisters.
We are at the mercy of the government, and it is entirely up to the Botswana authorities to decide our future. And if the feeling is that we have overstayed our welcome, then there's not much we can do except to prepare for our exit.